Greg, we hear a lot these days about the growing gap between the 1% and the 99%. This is probably the biggest topic we've ever tackled on Money Matters.
I'd like to say that what we do is we deal a lot with micro matters, you know, what you should be doing specifically at various times. But this is a macro issue. This is one of those big overhangs. We really don't know how it's going to play out. But we'd like people to at least be thinking about it and kind of having it out at the end of their arm, something they can think about and make their own decision on.
What do you see as the biggest problem? I mean, we hear a lot about the disappearing middle class.
Well, that is a very significant element. The numbers just boggle your mind. There's just been so many different statistics about the very wealthy getting a larger share and the middle class getting squeezed. One of the statistics I go back on is 20 years ago, the top 1% had 45% of the annual income growth, and now it's something like 93%. So you can see where in our society, and even more so in other countries, that starts to wear and build up antagonism.
Well, you mentioned other countries. Latin America has some frightening examples.
Yes, there's a fellow named John Hamilton who was the U.S. ambassador to Peru and Colombia about a decade ago. He lives in Shelton, and he wrote a piece recently talking about how he could see leaders in those countries and other countries in Latin America building wealth while the kind of the common man was falling backward. And he said that caused that disparity caused such a problem that you were getting governments attacked and in some cases overthrown. And his concern was that kind of thing could happen in the United States. We have a much broader economy, a much broader employment base. Maybe at some point when the economy overall gets a little better, that won't be quite the issue. But I think it is now.
Well, let's try to bring this back down to a smaller scale Money Matters concern. You know, what are the implications for those of us who are, you know, we have some investments in the stock market and just trying to build up our retirements? What's this all mean to the, you know, typical investor just trying to get by?
I think the worst possibility is the stock market will be affected. The stock market thrives on a wall of worry. But the wall isn't that high. If the wall of worry becomes such great uncertainty and so many people being so angry, that could really hurt the market. You already have a situation where millions of Americans have left the market because of the 2008 market crash. So it's going to be years before those people come back. And if you throw in protests, riots, whatever, it's going to be a lot tougher.
Thanks, Greg. Greg Heberlin is KPLU's financial commentator. You can download our Money Matters conversations at KPLU.org. I'm Dave Meyer.